It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network. Be sure to leave the lights on while you listen.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
The last time I saw you, you were riding on the most pathetic bike I've ever seen. I stood there, on the rooftop, thinking about how it'd be to see you again in London in 2 weeks. But after the photographs, the kisses, and the silence inside your ribcage, I lost count of the nights I lied awake wondering if it had all been real. If you even had a body, if it had been nothing but a delicate illusion my mind had created. It wouldn't be the first time that reality's edges went blurry after a kill. I had my revenge, you know. And the world didn't matter anymore. We were square. But I guess there's nothing more millennial than living through another world crisis. 5 months inside my childhood memories, with a stained carpet as a constant reminder of the price one must pay to make your dreams come true. You know, Sil, it's really easy to kill someone. Is murder a better word? Murder goes farther than killing. Killing is the act itself, the relief one feels in their stomach and tongue when there is no more force. No more energy, but a brain that slowly shuts down, or a heart that has no blood left to pump. But murder requires planning. It's a composition. It needs a tempo, an arc, a history. The problem with murder is that it leaves a to-do list. Bleach, stains, decay, bone splinters, one may inhale if not careful. Don't get me wrong. I would have done a worse job if it hadn't been for the isolation. It took me the first month just to check if all the neighbors that used to know me still lived here. You know, I was able to deceive Mevrouw Fischer to her face. She had been my babysitter for years. Yet, with the face mask and my actual voice, I pretended I was a distant Spanish relative. Bless Mom for that. If it had been up to him, I never would have learned Spanish. Murder is like lying. If you have to improvise, chances are you're gonna end up cleaning a big mess. I like to say there's no room for improvisation when it comes to you, but we both know I'll be lying. I spent weeks soundproofing the attic, cleaning and rearranging electric saws, and then dozens of hours cutting down bones, cleaning dried blood and pulling apart half-frozen muscles. And all I will have left was a memory of you. I will go outside on the roof with my legs kicking in the air and a book I never read on my thighs, trying to summon you again. 5 months. 5 months of waiting. Yeah, sure. The borders have been open since June, but I couldn't make any stupid moves. Better to wait a little, I thought, and I'm sure by now people have relaxed just enough. First stop, Brussels. I know the chances of you being in the UK are low, but it's the only starting point you've given me. I used to come here to run, years ago. I always liked this small part of Amsterdam. This long, vast road, where every day I will find different ships, yet the same faces. No matter the weather, I will run every day before dinner. I liked to run until I got a stitch, until my lungs couldn't take it anymore and my mouth tasted like iron. It was a small reminder that I was alive, but I carried on. Lethargy doesn't work for me, Seal. No. No, it didn't work for me then. Before you. You have liked me. Dressed in grey sport clothes, under a grey sky, and with a grey heart. Just like you. I don't like this, Seal. The improvising. You're watching me. You must be watching me. Why haven't you said anything? Do you even... Never mind.
Hi, I'm David Orion Pena, writer and producer of Those After You, and the voice of Tech. This is an independent podcast. If you want to be part of our community and support it, you can join now our Patreon at patreon.com/doseafteryou. Another great and zero-cost way of supporting it is to subscribe, rate, and review it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and spread the word and share it with your friends. Thank you for listening, and remember, record yourself. Seal may be listening.
You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy as Lothar Tuppen brings you Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast player. And thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.